Arriba Abajo, El Centro Pa Dentro. Welcome to Whiskey and Tequila, Fitness Miami.
All right. Welcome back to Whiskey and Tequila Fitness Miami.
Bonus round.
Bonus, baby.
Bonus episode, baby.
What's up, everybody? What's Welcome good? Back to Whiskey and Tequila Fitness Miami. You're here in the Let's bonus go. Episode.
Motherfucker, you already know what the dealio is.
Bonus episode. Nah, check me out, man. Today we're gonna be talking
disclaimer.
About no, fuck that disclaimer,
man. We don't do no fucking disclaimer.
If you listen to this fucking
bitch.
Bonus, you don't get no disclaimer.
Listen,
you listen
you
to this because you fucking like this shit. You love this shit because guess
you.
What?
You drool over
this shit.
I don't know what I just did.
All right, man. We're gonna talk about dating do's and don'ts.
Oh, that's a good one right there. That's a good one. That's a good one right there, man.
More so because my boy just went on a date.
Oof.
And homegirl gave out a lot of red flags, man.
Yeah.
And we've been there.
A lot of red flags. It was
like
a lot. So, I go on a date with this girl.
That was her mouth.
I go on a date with this girl. First things first, so I have a. I don't know if you guys could see that on
camera.
Yeah,
it's like a tan line where he used to have a wedding ring at.
No, I have a tattoo, bro.
Oh, shit, you do. Fuck, my bad.
Finger.
My bad? He's simp.
Nah, this is a constant reminder why I'm not a fucking simp no more. By the way, click on the other video about simps.
Listen to the previous video if you haven't listened to it before.
So basically, she sees that and she asks me about my ex. Mind you, this is the first time we're ever seeing each other. This is the first time we're ever on a date and we're eating. And she asks me about it. And ever since then, like she was like asking me questions about my ex or whatever the case may be. Like she was asking me about her, like talking way too much, asking way too much questions.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
I didn't even bring. I never brought her up once, unless I was answering a question that she fucking asked me, but which was many. But that's a don't that you do. Fucking don't ask
me about
so many
my ex,
fucking
man.
Questions
don't.
About my ex.
Yeah. I'm trying to forget her.
She's my fucking ex.
Like, I'm here on a date with you because guess what? I don't want to remember my ex. I don't want to fucking think about her. Like, a dating don't. Don't ask about that other person's ex.
Don't
do it. It's not your business.
Don't do it.
Your whole goal when you're going on a date is to make them forget about that because everybody has fucking, like, you know, baggage behind
everybody them. Has a fucking
especially
ex.
Especially at the age that we're in, bro. Like, everybody has, even if you're in fucking, even if you're 18, 19, 20, 21, like, you got some baggage on you too. Shit. Don't ask the other person, how was your ex like, man? Fuck that. Fuck
what
them.
Is your problem?
Fuck the ex.
And especially if you make assumptions thinking that they're still in your life somehow.
No.
And at that point, you're just fucking nuts.
Your whole goal is to make them not want to think about that other person. Yeah, that's the whole thing of dating, man. The dating is you want to show this person how much better you are than that last.
Dating dues. Now, let's alternate.
Dues,
let's
man.
Alternate. Now, dating dues. Something you always want to do, right? When you're on a date, gentlemen, this is for you. You always want to give a good first impression.
Gentlemen, this is when you're like P's and Q's from like, you know,
first impression
generational shit comes into play because nobody know how to act like a gentleman nowadays.
Yeah.
This is when you open fucking doors. You open doors to the car, you open doors to the restaurant, you pull out that fucking seat. That's a dating do.
That's a dating do.
Not only is that a dating do.
Especially when she's the right one.
Not even that. That's something you should do to every single female, regardless she a hoe or she a not a hoe. You should do that to every single female because just because she's a hoe, that doesn't mean you have to disrespect her. You can disrespect her outside of that scenario, like call her hoe in the podcast. Now, but you still got to respect that woman as a woman, because she's, at the end of the day, that's a woman. Like, now I know we have this whole equality bullshit, but as a man, and honestly, so at least to where we hold ourselves to that standard, we ain't never going to disrespect somebody to their face.
Yeah.
To, like, you know, in front of their friends, to public. That person deserves respect.
Yeah.
Regardless, you ain't never going to name them out and, like, fucking call them out over some bullshit. Like, yeah, you can hold that and you can host a podcast and then talk shit about that. But,
exactly.
But in a scenario where that person's right in front of you, you treat them with the absolute most respect, because the respect that you show them shows how much you respect yourself.
Exactly.
If you allow somebody to disrespect you,
that was deep right there.
If you allow somebody to disrespect you in fucking public, no matter, yo, she could be a prostitute. You don't disrespect a prostitute still. Nope. You can still talk shit with your boys. Yo.
Nope.
I slapped this prostitute with my dick. But still.
What the fuck happened after?
While you're slapping her with your dick in person, it's with respect. Now,
it was for a purpose.
It is. You paid her for that shit, bro. You paid her.
So a dating don't.
A dating. Wait. Back to dating do's.
Okay.
Do respect that person you're with. Don't hold any past grievances on said gender on that person. Don't disrespect them regardless of what they've done. Yeah. You keep that standard to yourself. If you have to, in order to respect yourself, that man or woman that you're with is disrespecting you, a form of respecting yourself is leaving them there. Now, if you ordered fucking food, you don't fucking like leave and like that's your excuse to like, oh, they have to pay for everything. No. Respect yourself, pay for the shit that you bought, and leave. That's respect.
Yeah.
Respect to me works that way. Not like
disrespect.
Yeah. Not disrespecting them and like, you know what? I'm going to just disappear. I'm going to go over to the bathroom and disappear. No. Be a fucking real person and just fucking tell them. Like, yo, to be honest with you, we ain't going to mesh. I'm going to be real with you. I respect that so fucking much, man.
Honesty, transparency is so undervalued and it's not done enough.
Don't talk about your ex.
Don't talk about your ex. And secondly, don't fucking not be chivalrous. Another dating don't would be I would almost say
don't ask them questions about their future life on the first date. On the first date. Mind you, I say that on the first
now,
date.
Now, all of this is on the first date, right? Like,
yeah, because that'll scare some people off. Yeah. Like, if you're asking me,
ooh.
Look, it's okay.
Don't ask him.
It's okay to ask.
It's okay to ask, but not on the first date.
It's okay to ask if that other person wants kids. It's okay on the first date.
What? I was just about to say that shit.
It's okay on the first date. It's okay because let's say if you're serious.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's true.
It's 100% okay, but
that's true.
But if you already know that other person is okay with it, and you decide to keep on bringing it up,
yeah,
not once,
twice,
not thrice, not quadrice, and now I feel like it's a weird scenario to where it's like, yo, why the fuck? What's your obsession with having kids? My brain is going to be like, red alert, something's wrong with this person.
So I was dating this one chick, and well, not I, even dating.
This is the reason why I'm saying that shit.
Not even dating.
He went on a date.
No, I mean like, I consider dating like sleeping with her.
Oh, okay, like, okay.
But I did go on a date.
I consider
I did go on a like, date. You know, I mean, technically, all right. So if we're going on a date, whether I sleep with her or not, I'm dating her or whatever. But anyway, the first time ever me seeing this woman, she talked about having kids and like how many kids I would like to have and when. I was like, oh yeah.
Normal, you know, questions. Like, normal.
Normal. And then I was,
but
like,
then you it know, gets unnormal.
And then I was like, oh, you know, whenever the time comes, you know, whenever it happens, right? Fast forward a week, she asked me again. Oh, hey.
Now that's a red flag. You don't ask that same question twice.
Do you want kids? I need to have kids in a year and a half. She gives me a time frame.
There we go. You don't give somebody a fucking time frame on when you have to have kids.
What the actual fuck is wrong with you? This is the second time you see me.
Are you kidding me?
And you're talking about like you are going to have kids in a year and a half? Like, what?
What in your right set of mind makes you think that it's okay to ask somebody, hey, by the way, if we're going to date, this is my time frame. This is basically
the fuck?
It's like me coming up to a chick and being like, hey, I have to get you pregnant within the next year.
The fuck?
You think she's not going to run?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
You think, like, she's going to fly with that shit? No, she's not going to fly with that shit. I'm not going to fly with that shit. I didn't fly with that shit. That just recently happened. And I had to cut it off. So, with that being said, that's a dating don't.
Don't, it's a no-go.
Press
don't
kids.
Yeah, yeah. Early. Yes, definitely don't do that. Like, what the fuck? That's, you press kids don't. After like 2 years, three.
Yeah, like
four.
Exactly.
And that's based on age.
Yeah. So dating do is
make shit fun.
Make shit fun.
Make shit fun. Make sure that whatever
everybody
date
likes
that,
fun.
Yes. Make sure everybody that whatever date that you're on, it is something that's exhilarating, because probably the reason that that person left that the previous person is because there wasn't no spontaneity into there in that relationship or whatever it was. Yeah. They probably got bored. They probably did the same shit so many times. So where it's just like, I don't want
this. It got redundant.
Yeah, it got redundant. Now, mind you, redundancy and boredom isn't a bad thing. But some people crave that adrenaline. Some people crave that. Some people
that
like
spike.
It. Yeah,
that
some crazy people. Yes, risk. Exactly. Some people like that shit. Now, this is your opportunity to be the person that you always wanted to be. Maybe you were that boring person. Guess what? Now you have a new chance to recreate yourself.
Yeah.
Now, there's a bad way to recreate yourself, and there's a good way to recreate yourself. We like spontaneity in the bedroom. Right? If you only have facts. Sex, if you only had sex with your previous partner in bed, that's it. You only had sex with them in bed every Tuesday. Maybe this
same
is
same position.
Same position, same shit, same routine, same three
busted
things.
Busted in her.
Missionary, doggy, and shit her on top, and then recycle. If that happened, maybe this is your opportunity now. God bless you. Now, maybe this opportunity for you right now to do something else. Maybe this is your opportunity to fuck her on the couch. Fuck her on, fuck home girl.
On the table.
On the table.
Fuck her on the sink.
Fuck her in the bathroom.
Fuck her on the washing machine.
Yeah. You know, this is like, this is like your person, the perfect time for you to recreate yourself, because this new girl needs to know that you are fun to a degree.
Yep. Yep. I would definitely say that. Making it fun.
Make it fun.
No, there's nothing.
Yo, don't be afraid to
a fun date. Like,
so probably in that scenario, maybe you did want to fuck your previous girlfriend on the bed, on the couch, on the fucking kitchen, but maybe you felt something was off. Take this opportunity to become a new person. And as for my females, maybe you were the person who was like, oh no, I'm too tired. I'm like, no, not now. This is your opportunity to be like, no, fuck it.
Yep.
Let him smash me on this fucking dinner table.
Let him fucking smash me on this dinner table. Fucking cream pie.
Because at the end of the day, man, life is short.
It is.
It's extremely short. You think that is long as fuck, but it ain't that long.
No.
Dating don'ts. Don't tell me you're not on birth control and you want me to bust inside of you.
Oof. Dating don'ts.
Don't do it.
If I cream pie you, you better take that plan B. Don't not take it. Because I will fucking kill you. Nah, I'm joking.
Dating don'ts.
But I will.
If we're not exclusive, don't go on my IG and hit up other girls that you think I'm hooking up with. Let me finish. Don't go on my IG and hit up girls that you think I'm hooking up with and tell them that you're hooking up with me and that you're having my child.
Oh my God.
Not to say this happened, but I'm saying don't do it.
As a hypothetical situation.
Hypothetical, because we exaggerate everything.
Do you guys remember the... Oh shit, we didn't get the disclaimer.
Fuck.
We didn't give the disclaimer this time. But you know what? At the end of the day, you know, you guys know us. You guys know the disclaimer by heart. If you heard it once, it's still in your head.
We gotta say it every time. Dating don't. If you know that that relationship is a bullshit relationship, don't try to make it something that it isn't. It's kind of like, you know, Mean Girls. Don't try to make it popular. Like, you know, you know that you're just a fuck. Don't try to become more than just a fuck. It's not going to happen. Right. You've already been categorized, labeled, and the fucking drawer has been closed.
Yep. Not going to happen. Dating, most definitely.
Dating do.
A dating do.
Do take turns in paying for each other's meals.
Or do take turns and rotate in the people you sleep with. Nah, I'm joking. But a dating do is paying for each other's meals.
I think that's a good one.
Taking charge, a woman that pretends, oh, like I'll take the next one after I just fucking paid a $300 dinner.
Yo, I'm gonna be like, that shit's gonna impress the fuck out of me.
Yeah, like that's definitely something that's gonna win brownie points.
Don't be the chick or dude that never pays for anything.
Because
I'm gonna think you're a fucking mooch or you're fucking poor.
Yep.
None of those you want me to think about you.
Trust us.
Especially if you want to become something more.
Yeah.
Like that is just
how is it that you're already painting the picture? Everything
that you do is painting a fucking picture.
Yeah, it's a mirror. Like whatever it is that you do, however it is that you act around the person is how you're going to be treated, right?
If I've been dating you for maybe 6-7 months and I've actually noticed that you've never paid for not one thing, you think for me as a guy,
yep,
I'm going to be like, you know what? That's the girl I should marry. Fuck no. Fuck.
And ladies,
you got me all types of fucked up.
Same thing, like for real, honestly, like, and you know what? There should be this level of taking care of each other to where it's like,
yo,
it's, all right, I know she has my back. All right, I know he has my back. And that's where things can fucking evolve and grow.
It's basically that. It's basically, yo, I want to make sure that if I marry homegirl, that I know that, you know, she's with me. Like she's just not fucking mooching off my fucking pocket, because we talk about this shit all the time. Yeah. If you're mooching off my fucking pocket, I don't want you.
Yep.
I'm going to fuck you. I don't want you though.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking handle that pussy.
Yep.
I'm going to fucking give you this boat ride on this boat.
I'm going to go ahead and give you the waves.
We call you a boat hoe.
Call you the boat hoe.
Yep. We going to fucking let you take your IG pictures on my boat, but you think I'm going to fucking want to be with a chick like you?
Nah. But
no, sir.
Definitely not.
No, sir.
But dating don'ts.
Don't be a boho.
Oh, don't be too friendly with the boys.
Oh, boys. Shit. Nah.
If I bring you around with the boys, if you meet them early, don't be too friendly. You know what I'm saying? Like, ha ha ha. Oh my God, you're so funny. Oh, this and oh, touchy feely.
You see that hand right there?
That and the other.
Bitch. Oh. Don't you fucking touch him.
Fucking hand.
Don't you fucking touch him.
In the fucking face.
Don't you touch him.
And it's not, and I'm not talking, I'm talking about, like, look, it's cool to be cool with them.
Yeah, yeah. And we want that. And we want you, and we want you to be cool with the boys.
And we want you to be, that's why we brought you around the boys, right?
Right. We don't want you to get flirty with the boys. But
if you want to get flirty now, you want to take it to that next level.
Mind you, you got to remember, the boys take almost anything as a flirt.
Exactly.
That you could touch my thigh for once. Actually, don't touch my thigh. You could touch my shoulder. Don't touch my shoulder.
Neck or stomach or chest.
You touch me.
You touch me.
Don't do it.
Physical activity.
Does it suck? Yeah, it kind of does that you can't, you know, be a normal person. But guess what? We still ain't at that age yet. Nope. You do those shit.
Nope.
You know what our male fucking brain's going to be like? She want the D.
She want the D. She breathe extra hard. She want the D. She could be 10 feet away.
She want the D.
That's her.
Oh, she want the D.
She didn't even acknowledge.
What's another do? What's another do, man? We're doing a lot of don'ts.
So another do would be, oh, a dating do. Impress her parents.
I won't even never bring you around my fucking parents unless I'm actually like about to marry you. That's just me though. That's like the Latino in me.
So if we're dating, like dating and we're exclusive, like you're my girl, and you're the same way you are with me, with my parent, with my family. That's a do right there.
Dating do? Do show maybe that's all your...
Is that too deep? Is that too deep?
No. Yeah, it is a little bit too deep. I don't like it. Now, as a do, show off all your weird quirks. Because guys...
Oh, yeah.
Guys have a strange... Yeah. Like, I don't know what it is about us. Like, the things that you think is weird.
What's one weird thing that you have? I mean, you don't have to say exactly what it is, but like, what about it? Like,
I like goofiness. I like goofiness to a degree. Like, if you're not afraid of being like goofy as fuck, even if we just met,
yeah,
and you're not really trying to impress me that hard, but you're able to have fun and like laugh and be goofy, to me is like attractive as fuck. To me, if you're not afraid of showing me your actual weird quirkiness, like your quirks, like if there's something that you do that is, you consider weird, but to a guy it might be fucking like, damn, that's just cute as fuck.
Funny. Yeah.
It's just like, damn, that shit bad.
And in addition to that, acting weird for me is like my sense of humor. So like, if you can be open to like trying to understand sense of humor, that's definitely a dating do, especially if you don't know how that person is.
Yep. Right?
Like for me,
if you can show off your humor, yeah.
My true sense of humor, like I have a dark humor and like I make jokes that may seem offensive, but if you know me, you know I'm joking and it's just to make people around me laugh. It's not anything deeper than that in a deeper level. But if you understand that and you can appreciate that, then that's like a dating do. But if you don't want to like try to wrap your head around why I am how I am when I make those types of jokes, then it's like, I mean, if you can't just like take a joke, then fucking.
Yeah, yeah. That's a huge dating do. Knowing how to take a joke. Mind you, there is such thing as joking way too hard, way too early.
Yeah.
For both women and men.
Yeah.
There is such thing as like, yo, come on. Like, this is our first fucking date. You should not be joking like that.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain that to you. You just have to have that capability to understand what's too early and what's not too early. But knowing how to joke around with that other person, because if you're going to spend like an eternity with this person and you can't laugh with each other,
might as well fucking get your humor.
Yeah, exactly. If you can't laugh with each other, then man, fucking kick rocks.
That's all you got once you get older.
Is it?
Your fucking humor.
All your stories.
Your stories, definitely not your looks.
And man, And with that being said,
Make sure you go ahead and we're too fucked up. That's it.
Follow us, like us, 5-star rate us.
Make sure you go ahead and tell your friends, tell your family.
Yo, for real, WTF please, Miami. Man.
We appreciate you guys, if y'all
regular listeners, we appreciate the fuck out of y'all. But more so, we appreciate when you share our videos to other people.
Let's go,
baby. Help us grow.
Help this family grow.
Until WTF next time.
Miami. Peace.
Deuce.
Yo, don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating and introduce WTF Miami to your friends and family. We appreciate all of your support. Until next time, cheers.